you enjoy entertainment? Have you wasted money or time not knowing what to expect?
Well, look no further.
The Chewed Gum Podcast is your answer.
It's a blasty blast.
We are the Gruesome Twosome, Seamus and Luke. We find the latest entertainment and give you our views and hopefully save you time and money. So come listen to the Gruesome Twosome chew up recent entertainment. Who's listening to you, dummies?
Grum.
WST, your West Coast source for sports. I'm your host, Kyle. Sitting to my left is Big Ben, and we're coming to you live from Seattle.
Live from Seattle, the Lumen to be exact, overlooking the Space Needle on a rainy, dreary day. We got a live studio audience underneath us. We're coming to you from the Sky Bar, and I have to admit, I do have Red Zone on as I am actively in a playoff match against, I don't know if this name is explicit lyrics, but it's Boner Time. I'm playing John Madden, whose name is Boner Time.
How are you doing? Are you beating Madden?
He's got a couple players left to go. I need Justin Jackson to have a big game for the Chargers here down the stretch.
WST Podcast is also in the playoffs. It's our fantasy team. We're taking on the Bills, my friend Phil. And now that Greg Kittle is going bonkers, we have a 54% chance of winning this week.
I like those chances. I love it. All right, let's get in the thick of things, though, or the meat of this segment, and that's a basketball update.
College basketball update, West Coast only. We don't talk about East Coast.
West Coast only. So let's break down. I think what we should do is break down the conference. You can tell me some players. I'll give you an idea of the teams. And then we get into our rankings.
That's perfect. Let's get into it.
All right, I love it. So let's start with the Mountain West. The reason we need to bring up the Mountain West is I won't get into it, but Fresno State's probably second best team in the conference behind Nevada, the Martin brothers.
Caleb.
Preseason All-American.
Preseason All-American. Nevada's ranked 5. They beat A-State recently. They might even be ranked higher than Gonzaga when the polls release. This week,
we'll leave what happened to Gonzaga for a little bit later. But Nevada, yeah, they've beaten ASU, USC, BYU, and they had a revenge game against Sister Mary?
Loyola.
They came back and beat Loyola. This obviously it's a non-conference schedule, but beat Loyola, who was predicted to be back in the tournament this year. So big non-conference wins for Nevada. Montana out of the Big Sky seems like they're going to take home that. Be in the tournament again, so expect the Grizzlies to be in the tournament of come March. Out in the Big West, so it's predominantly a baseball school with all your Cal State Fullerton.
It's a party school if you're a Gauchos fan.
UCSB gave UW a game. They're going to be at the top of the conference along with UC Irvine. I got a riddle for you.
Go Anteaters.
I got a riddle for you.
Let's hear it.
The fact you knew that mascot's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
Texas A&M, Santa Clara, St. Mary's, Tulane, and Montana. What do they all have in common?
None of them will make the tournament this year.
No, I just told you Montana may. And that's why UC Irvine, who's already beat all those teams in non-conference play, will also be in the tourney. Go Anteaters.
Go Anteaters.
Anteaters look good. Let's get into the WCC, where we see some, I would say it's just second tier in terms of conferences on the West Coast. Behind the Pac-12, obviously, but you got the Zags, who lost today to Tennessee. First loss of the season. Tilly is still out.
It was at a neutral site. That was in Phoenix.
It was in Phoenix. Tilly's still out, so they're 9-1. I think they got a few more non-conference games. You know who's looked good? University of San Francisco looks good. The Dons.
The Dons.
That's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
It's like a high school gym.
Back in the heyday, they had, Bill Russell.
Did they?
They had Bill Cartwright. Yeah, they used to win national championships way, way, way back when.
They also beat Cal already this preseason. Obviously gives you a good synopsis of what you have to look forward with Cal, which is nothing this season. They're going to be down. Is Kuzma Martin there?
No, he left. He went to Missouri to coach the Porter twins.
Okay. LMU looks decent. they actually, in the computer rankings, they were like number one when it initially came out. And that's because they've beaten UNLV and Georgetown already this offseason, but they did get trounced by UCLA recently. And then BYU beat in their in-state rival, Utah. So look for the WCC to be...
Are my Broncos on your notes list?
Absolutely not.
They lost to Prairie View to open the season. That's when I stopped watching.
Really? Yeah. One game, you're done?
I'm done.
Wrote them off? You're an Anteaters fan now.
Anteaters and Zags.
And one team you cannot sleep on, the head coach is a member out of my club, 6 handicap, doesn't take any gimmies. I respect them highly. Seattle U. They are 9-2. They beat my Cougs.
Wow.
So I feel for you, my friend. I stopped watching the Cougs after that happened.
We have a big matchup in a couple weeks.
Do you know where they play?
Wait, wait, back to my big matchup. What's Santa Clara plays your Cougs.
Wow, that is.
Yeah.
All right, whoever wins, we can continue watching.
All right, fair enough.
Get back on the wagon.
That seems like a punishment.
Maybe. Get back on the train. The Cougs are okay. Well, they're not going to come up in our
preview. Ernie Kent still there?
Ernie Kent's still there. They have a...
Ernie Kent has coached everywhere on the West Coast. St. Mary's, Oregon.
Let's get him on.
Washington State, we should.
So I met...
He might be out of a job in a couple weeks.
He probably will be. He needs a broadcasting job. Let's get him on. So I saw Ernie, quick story on Ernie. I saw Ernie in the Boise airport. And I go, hey, Ernie, go Cougs. And I go, are you in town recruiting? And he looks at me and goes, I'm always recruiting.
Wow.
Pretty stern there.
Pretty stern.
I go, you should go to L.A., not Boise, and start recruiting.
When I grew up, Ernie was at St. Mary's. I go to Ernie Kent basketball camps.
Really?
It's probably why I didn't develop to anything.
Easy on Ernie.
Whoa. Big Erd.
Erm's going to listen to this and then go out and trounce the Broncos. All right. So Seattle U, they play over at the Keyt Arena. We might want to take in a game next time you're around. But they, again, beat WSU. Big game coming up against the Dogs. So they could be potentially the best team outside of the Zags in the state of Washington.
UW.
I know. They barely. We'll see who wins that game.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so Pac-12. You want to get into Pac-12?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So I got Arizona State.
Of course you start there. It's with the leading scorer, the name I can't pronounce.
Let's say it at least once, twice.
Lugenzet Dort.
Lugenzet Dort.
Yes.
Dort or Dork?
Dort. D-O-R-T.
Got you. And they
6'5 guard, can do it all, ball skills. He will translate to the next level. He's a high lottery pick, high lottery pick.
So they beat Mississippi State already this year. Utah State as well. Utah State's going to be a better win than most think. As you get further into the season, they always look back on the non-conference schedule. Arizona State's playing some big games. They got Kansas, Georgia, and Vandy coming up.
They still have all those games?
They still have all those games before they get into conference play. Hurley is doing a great job in terms of recruiting and non-conference scheduling. I see them making the tournament.
They're ranked 20th right now.
They are.
They lost to Nevada, but that's a great game.
Who's their top player?
Lugenzet Dort.
Lugenzet Dort.
Yes.
My favorite player now, just because I'm going to make you say his name 4 more times as we go through this. Let's get to UW. UW, 2-point loss to the Zags. Good game.
They were in the game the whole time.
They were. They lost to Minnesota up in Vancouver, and then the loss to Auburn. Auburn's got them both on the football field and the basketball court this year.
And they got crushed by Auburn.
They got taken. Yeah, so it's gonna be an interesting Pac-12 as we get into conference play. Oregon, high hopes with Oregon, underachieve. I saw an article written by, who's the guy that's all over the bracketology stuff?
Joey Brackets.
Joey Lenardi. Yeah, he said that Oregon's underachieved. They beat Syracuse, but they've lost to Texas Southern, Houston, and Iowa in non-conference.
But here's a key note. 5-star freshman Lewis King, McDonald's All-American, he just came back and played a couple days ago.
Okay.
Dana Altman says he's their second-best shooter behind Peyton Pritchard. He's going to stretch the four, match him up with Bol Bol, 7-2 Bol Bol.
Manute's son.
The Ducks are on the rise, Manute's son.
Yep, quack, quack. All right, Zona beat UConn, Iowa State lost to the Zags, and Auburn. Auburn's got the Pac-12 covered. Coming up, they got Bama. They played Bama today.
They lost to
Bama.
But you know what? Chase Jeter played well. He put up a double-double. I think he has 15 charges. He might have just taken another charge right now.
Jeez, Jeter. Baylor, they could probably use Jeter out in the football field. Someone's probably recruiting him right now.
But U of A, they've got the two Brandons, Brandon Randolph, Brandon Williams. One's averaging 17 a game. The other one's averaging 12. They're driven by their backcourt. Look for Arizona to make a little push once the season starts.
Make some noise. UCLA beat Notre Dame, lost to UNC.
Buzzer beater. Get more excited.
Really?
Yes, Chris Wilkes, buzzer beater. Yeah.
Against, I don't get excited for a Notre Dame. Notre Dame win unranked. I mean, if it was, you know, ranked team, I would have been watching. Potentially, it wouldn't have been in Pac-12 network.
True. But you got to celebrate all the West Coast wins.
Exactly. There's going to be few of them in the Pac-12, I feel like, especially outside of conference play. So UCLA, big game coming up with Ohio State. That's going to be a good litmus test.
The Ohio State.
So those are my tournament teams. I'm not going to call them a lock, but that's who I see in terms of the conversation of who makes the tournament from the Pac-12. Those five teams, and then Colorado and maybe Utah are in the conversation come the end of the season.
Can we shift a little bit of to the top players who are projected in the lottery?
Yeah.
Not summer.
Yeah.
You start out with the Zags. You got Rui Hachimura, 10-12 pick. Bol Bol from Oregon, top five pick right now.
Really?
Who's the guy in Arizona State?
That's your boy.
Luke Kinzen. Dort. Late lottery pick. And then out of USC, Kevin Porter from Rainier Beach. Freshman really? At USC, 6'6", do-it-all freshman.
A beach boy, huh?
Lottery pick potential. And then Jalen McDaniels, athletic freak out of San Diego State, 6'10", jump out of the gym, rebound. He's right now projected late 20s draft pick. That's a lot of West Coast basketball. A lot of prospects, a lot of young
so
talent.
So we got good players. Hopefully, as conference play heats up here, getting into late December, early January, obviously, that's when we see conference play kick off. So although the teams might be a little down right now, you're saying there's enough talent to go around and we're going to see the Pac-12 rise.
And it's young talent, so they're gelling. They're just getting used to campus life, practice, two-a-days. They're going to be better the second half of the season.
Okay, I can agree with that. Generally, how Kentucky looks with all their freshmen,
that
translates. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to get into your power rankings headed into the conference play.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
I got mine. You got yours.
All right.
We're going to start at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10 on my power rankings going into the conference play, the Oregon Ducks. As you said, a little down, but, the non-conference play hasn't been pretty. Again, the losses to Texas Southern stands out, and then you lose to Houston. That's another bad loss on the resume. Joey Brackets will be talking about that come March.
My number 10 team is the Gonzaga bench. Just kidding. I got UC Riverside, the Anteaters, playing some
basketball. Whoa, Irvine.
I'm sorry, Irvine. Yeah, not Riverside.
Can you name the Riverside mascot? That'd be...
No, I can't. UC Irvine. Good correction. Number 10.
Number 9, the Dons. The University of San Francisco, again, some good wins coming, or they beat Cal, they're going to ride that. I think they'll challenge the Zags, especially when they play them at home. Should see a good game there, put it on the calendar.
Number 9, I got U of A Wildcats.
Wow.
Guard heavy, and those guards will lead them in the Pac-12.
Number 8, UCLA, again, beat Notre Dame, some losses, but I think they're rich in talent. Who's the coach there? His son's gone, right?
Steve Alford.
Alford's still there. He's got some slick hair. He'll
It's grand now because he's on the hot seat.
He is on the hot seat. He'll right the ship come conference play.
Number 8, San Diego State Aztecs. Ooh. A lot of athletes. I said it before. Jalen McDaniels. Watch for his name in March.
All right. I got the aforementioned Anteaters at number 7. Again, they've taken
Where do you
down
have
some...
Riverside?
I didn't even know Riverside was a UC school. I got Irvine at number 7. Who you got?
I got USC, Kevin Porter.
Phillip Lindsay in the end zone for our team.
Yes, we have him, WST.
Boom, there we go. Number 6 for me, UW.
Wow, number 6 for me is UW.
Okay, we agree on something. Seattle U at number 5. I think they give UW a test here. I want to figure out if that game's at Key Arena. I'll end up going.
You should go.
Go Red Hawks.
Number 5, I got UCLA, Jalen Hands, Chris Wiltz. Freshman play, strong from Moses Brown, averaging 12-9. UCLA Bruins at 5.
I got Zona at 5. Again, you talked about kind of the, I think going into that season, we talked to our boy, who's our buddy, Alec
White,
down there. Yeah, he said it would have been a slow start coming out of the the allegations against the program. So, again, as Sean Miller stabilizes that issue down there, they're going to continue to rise up the rankings.
Number four, I got ASU. Bobby Hurley's got them playing a great brand of basketball out in the desert.
I got ASU at three for me.
Wow.
And our boy, Logwan Dort.
Number three, I got the Ducks. Lewis King is going to be a great addition. Bol Bol's only going to get better. Peyton Pritchard is solid. He's already been to the Final Four.
How long has Peyton Pritchard been there?
He I think this is his fourth year. Or no, it's his third year. He's a junior.
He's a sixth year senior? Like you?
He's a graduate transfer.
I got number two, Zags.
Wow.
After today, knocks him down, no longer undefeated. Again, they're waiting for Tilly to come back. Rui's obviously a phenomenal player, preseason All-American, but they're number two on my pack or my rankings right now.
Number two is Nevada. They've got the Martin twins led by Caleb, preseason All-American. They're number two.
And number one for me, I got the Wolfpack. Go Wolfpack. Reno, the biggest little city. Again, the Martin brothers.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah, those are your cousins.
Are they? I got to check my 23andMe. You might be right.
Number one, I got the Zags. Even though they lost, they're still the best team. Tilly's coming back. Brandon Clark's played well. We've got Zach Morrell Jr. and Josh Perkins we haven't talked about. Zags all day.
So it's going to be interesting. I don't know how, you know, when we look at Pac-12 conference, it's generally, you know, games are late, Thursdays and Saturdays. Hopefully, you know, the Pac-12 network gets enough games early on. Hopefully the game against Ohio State, UCLA wins. We need some of those middle teams to beat some better teams in non-conference so we get more respect come down when it comes decision day for who makes the tournament. But I got five teams making it. I want to call them locks, but I think those five teams end up making it, whether they're first four in or not.
I'll go with six.
Six? Who's your sixth?
I don't know yet.
The Gonzaga bench? The Gonzaga bench could probably play for OSU right now and may fight for a position in the tournament. All right, that's all I had.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, WST Sports, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple iTunes.
SoundCloud. We might even be on Pandora soon.
If you're
listening out there, Pandora, accept our submission.
We submitted, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But they asked us how many downloads we have.
And we got... Oh, we did?
I don't even know how to find that, but it's got to be in the millions, right?
Then we got Instagram, Twitter.
Facebook. We got it all.
We're out there. Visit our website, too. I think we've had 17 visitors in the last 2 years.
Yeah, and if you're a web developer, we could use some help on our website.
All right, let's wrap this up. WST Podcast, that's your conference overview or your stack rankings, your power rankings, whatever you want to call them. And... hopefully this fantasy turns around. I need Joe Jackson or whatever the Jackson running back to come through here for the Chargers.
Yeah, I need Kittle to take it to the house again.
All right, we'll wrap this up. WST Sports, we'll come back to you with a little holiday guide. Holiday giving guide.
Ooh, I like that.
As well as a bull pick 'em.
Ooh, it's going to be exciting times.
WST.